What does it mean to love people? Well, demonstrating Christ's love is a great place to start. Well, on today's Making Your Life Count, Dwight Bain is our guest.
There's a tendency when people say, I love you, for them to think of that in romantic terms. 1 Corinthians 13 shows us that love is an action verb, and romance isn't even on the list, because it's being able to demonstrate patience and kindness and gentleness and being able to look at a person to really see what's going on. And when we look at the life of our Master, Jesus approached people. He wasn't judgmental or harsh or critical. He loved them, and then he asked them hard questions. You know, he didn't let them slide on things, but he didn't attack them either.
Dwight says there is a proper way to approach people based on our culture.
I've talked to some people in their jobs. They feel the need and they want to be a witness, but they work in a corporation where if you mention the name Jesus, you get in trouble. Well, the good news is you don't have to mention the name Jesus. You have to it's in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good deeds. So we can be shiny mirrors. We can be shiny examples of the light of the world. We can show the love of Jesus, sometimes in simple ways by saying, hey, your hands are full. Let me hold the door open for you. Being kind to the people that we're around, to be able to live out those fruits of the Spirit. That's how you use love to reach people. You show them the love of Jesus in your actions, in your words, in being able to cut them some slack and see the real person. When you do that, now they're open to, why do you treat me different? And then you can have a conversation about a man that came into my life who changed it forever. His name is Jesus.
God's love changes lives. To learn more, go to makingyourlifecount.org. I'm Steve Douglas.